The line around Beth Emmett Synagogue started forming hours before Clinton took the stage. 10-year-old Elizabeth Mendoza stood with her mom and grandma. Elizabeth tried to pass the time by poking and re-poking her bright Hillary campaign button in and out of her vest over and over again, much to her mother's dismay.
Put it in one spot and leave it on. You want me to take it off? You're going to make 55 holes.
Mom Sophia and grandmother Dolores also sported Hillary campaign gear. But if you ask them, it's not that these ladies don't like Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I do. I like him too. I do.
It's just that, as grandmother Dolores puts it, there's more to this race than offering free college tuition.
His main focal point is getting, you know, younger kids, like college kids. I have two children in college, is, you know, free education. And this is like the only thing they're thinking of. Hey, we're not going to have that student debt. You know, it's going to be free education. But how are we going to pay for it? Like, okay. Well, Wall Street's going to pay for it. How? You know, it's just words to us.
With just a week to go until Illinois' primary, Mom Sophia Mendoza wants Clinton to focus on those young voters to try and pick up some of them from Sanders. Inside the synagogue, it seemed a very hoarse-sounding Bill Clinton got the message.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say something about another big barrier, which is, for many people, not only the cost of college, but the aftermath of debt.
The former president shared the stories of a young barista working at a coffee shop and living with her parents to pay for college, and a new lawyer struggling to pay off student debt. He told hundreds of supporters that Hillary would increase Pell Grants and add more work-study programs, while Sanders' education funding plan would make things worse for students.
I think her idea is better for one simple reason. I think if all we do is subsidize tuition, it'll just lead to inflation and tuition costs.
Hillary Clinton's education plan is just one piece of what the former president says will create a more inclusive economy and political system that he says will build on the legacy of President Barack Obama. I'm Lauren Chooljian.